My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is the emotional connection gone between Davin and his scammer Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
I don't think I got my girl.
I don't think you do, because I don't sense that emotional connection. Look, I'm in a relationship where the emotional connection is almost gone. But the thing about it is there should be more. Wouldn't you agree there should be more of it than there is, especially when you're recapping it?
Unless she's such a good actress that she faked it all and the boss is cracked. I don't think she's that good of an actress.
But if it's – no, she's not. And if she's – because – but the simple fact is she's kind of stating her responses, but she's saying it's not just about the money. Then if it's not about the money, there should be the emotional response that you've been getting in the past 6 months, 7 months, 12 – the 10 months we've been doing this.
It's not –
the recaps on
this. The person feeling like a little bit more – oh, you know, I do love you. I'm so sorry I hurt you. I didn't realize how much it was going to hurt you, blah, blah, blah.
Let me tell you something.
There'd be some more of that.
Let me tell you something. When Joanne and I were coming clean with what's going on in a relationship, okay?
Uh-huh.
We started to, you know, we started telling each other what was going on. And as everything was coming out, there was a lot of emotion there.
Sure.
You're recapping. Things aren't good, but you're going over the good times or going over where you are, and a lot of emotional stuff came out.
Sure.
Things are tough. Things are bad. We're going to separate, you know. And if that's a love connection, because we were together 20, going to be 20 years, 21 years, 20 years, 22 years, 22 years. And is that emotional, as you go through the step, that's loving somebody. The love might not be there anymore, as big, and you get, but you're not getting it. When she's, well, it's not about, it's, but the emotional sense is not there.
No.
I miss my girl.
And Sharu says it's a handler. And Lisa agrees.
That's good, because I remember when I was reading this, I didn't have anybody to talk about this.
Right.
You know, I was just doing it myself, and I didn't feel like it was the same person.
I think it's somebody else, a handler. They're trying to see what they could do. I'll take care of this. I'll get money out of them. Maybe the backstory is there on paper. Maybe they keep a log notes. But if you haven't gone through the emotional connection or been the person that set that emotional connection up where you know where it should be.
Right.
You're not going to deliver it
nope.
the way.
So I go, what are you talking about? Bunch of question marks. I go, I did not say you were here for the money. You said we had been together close to a year and you had nothing. What does that mean? What do you want from me? She goes, forget about it. What do you also want from me? This girl's not with it. This guy, whoever. I think I'm talking to a guy.
Because basically they don't know the backstory enough.
No.
Right.
Don't you care about Kasha? That was me, and I'm scamming him. Well, don't you care about Kasha?
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. And my mom, and, you know, what we talked about. I want to make you that sweater. I mean, you're trying to get that emotional connection back. He might not know the backstory that well, or might not feel to go there. He just wants to go, are you going to pay money? You're going to, you know,
and
he
it's
hasn't
like,
gotten.
And it's the mind screw of saying, it's not about money. That's not all I care about, but I can't talk to you because I can't afford to. Oh, come on.
So she goes, I don't even know what I want anymore. I go, what do you mean that? Yeah, I go, what did you mean that you had nothing to show from our relationship? You said it was not about money. What is it about? She goes, it's been close to a year, and what is our relationship called? What are we? I go, you were my beautiful, cocky, buzz-killing Belinda. You were my love. You were my future.
Stop.
Hesitate and listen.
Hammer time.
Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
Yeah.
They're trying to find out. This is definitely a handler. Excuse me. He's trying to find out what your deal is.
Yeah.
It's not the same person.
What are my intentions?
Is. Well,
yes.
What more effort am I going to put into this?
Yep. What are your intentions,
like,
sir?
To get an order. Well, I need a bet. Well, how much are you going to use during the year? Are you going to use 12? When I get your price, are you going to use 20?
I really resent you equating my emotional well-being and relationship to plumbing.
No, I'm not equating it to plumbing. I'm equating it to running a business and seeing what kind of sales I can do.
Yeah.
And what price are you going to buy? Well, you want a better price. There's a case quantity price. You're going to buy a skid. You're going to do. What are we doing here? So I know what I'm going to do with you.
All right.
Well. And that's, you know.
How many yachts and drachma is this going to cost me?
Essentially, yeah. Because it's cost a whole damn herd horsing around with you for the past year and a half.
So she goes, I guess not anymore. I go, because you do not love me. She goes, why do you say that? I go, because I can't believe that somebody who's in love would do the things to hurt somebody so badly and think so little of them. I might trade in porn, but I just can't think of every interaction between a man and a woman is just about fucking and nothing more. I don't want to live in that world. I'm a romantic porn writer.
Look at you, Mr. Guns a Blazing Black Magic porno writer.
Sure,
you're a romantic.
I most certainly am. And at this point, I'm sober for a change.
And Hallmark is calling.
Now, the person that wrote The White Inside Out, what is their response going to be?
Yeah. She goes, why'd you unthinkable? I am here. I go, I don't know, to be honest. I have bore my soul to you, yet you do not tell me why you did the things you did and what I have not given you. Why are you here? She goes, I think it will be better for us to forget the past. Typical scammer.
Right.
Forget the past and talk about what we want. If we don't want each other again, we go our separate ways. Going back and forth like this won't get us anywhere. This is new. This is what Joe just talked about.
This is the whole thing on the both ends. You're like, what are you about? Because we have a scamming business to run. And you're like, well, where are we going? It's because I got a show to write. They got their deal. We got our deal. And now we're having a business plan.
Lay our cards on the table.
All right, look.
Wait a minute. There's a bowl of pickles on this table, and we're going to get this all settled.
Life to ruin, the money to scam. We got a show to run. Where the hell are we with all this?
Oh, my God. That's so true.
You know?
Where's the money? Where's the material?
Yeah, right.
I go, well, the material's still here so far.
I know, so far.
I go, Belinda, you have no idea of the future I want with you. What I have done to ensure that. I will tell you when I can see the sincerity, when you can see the sincerity in my eyes, so you will have no doubts. But you need to talk to me, unless you just do not love me or want me. If that is the case, then tell me. Then she goes, you? I go, huh? All I can see is you. She goes, tell me what your plans are. I go, what? She goes, if you can't tell me here, then I guess it don't want me to know, because there is no other means for me to know. I go, you did not answer my question.
See, I got a scamming business to run. I got a show to run. Yeah. Where the hell are we with this?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.